have the Gemara Gzeira Hashem Yemales Akronis. We're not mat like that. Once you're planting all the type of seeds one next to another, there's a Gzeira. That maybe you'll fill up the whole side, and you plant this side all the way, and then the other Aruga, also a whole side, so they're only two Tzvachim away, or Glybosa. So you can't have any attempt to plant one seed here and then one seed three Tzvachim away, because we have the Gzeira, no, maybe you'll come and mix it up together. Rashi Gzeira Shem Yimale, the Yachar Kach Yizra Bechaverta, you'll fill up one whole side. And then when you come to plant the next Aruga, you'll fill up that whole side also. It's like Vu Mitechoi, Kashazoram Soyis, Lo Yosem Liba Yeruvia Shoshne Arugas. And you won't come to put on your mind that now since you have two Arugas one next to another, it looks like an Irvuv. Therefore we ask her. You only have this heft of one aruga to plant five seeds, and you're planting it by itself. But once you have another shetech of aruga right next to it, then it's awesome. Said the Gemara, V'loyeh el roish tur yeret. No, why are you saying, if you have like this picture here, all these boxes next to another, it's also because it looks like an irvuv. Said the Gemara, no, it should look now like each box is separately, since each one is planted like by a separate box. Each box looks like a box by itself, even though it gets unique of one from the other. But they look like a special box. So since they look separately, that should be mutter by klayim. That's the place of Rosh Tur. For the Marim, lo yeh ele Rosh Tur yerek. Miloy tzanan, didn't we learn the Mishnah klayim? Ho yeh Rosh Tur yerek. If you have the Rosh, it means like a triangle. This picture of a triangle. It means you have a piece of kaka growing like a triangle full of cucumbers. Ho yeh Rosh Tur yerek. You have a picture of a triangle growing of vegetables. Nichnas letoich sodacher. Now this triangle comes into another soda. You have another soda cucumbers. And in the middle of this soda cucumbers comes this soda of tomatoes. But it's nicha claw the two separate sodas. Because the sodas of tomatoes look like a triangle. The sodas of cucumbers is a square. So they look clearly, they're two different kakas, two different sodas. So that's mutter, there's no way to climb. Even though it's mamish comes into the other soda. Mamish, the triangle comes into Mamish like you have like this. You have this kaka here growing tomatoes, and this is a kaka growing cucumbers. Even though these cucumbers are Mamish in the middle of the tomato kaka, but it's mutter. Because since this is square, and this is a triangle, as Nika claw, these tomatoes belong here. These cucumbers belong here, it's mutter. So the kasher is here also. When you have these six boxes, each box looks like a box by itself. So it's like, what do I care for the yonik? Only two tefachim away, one from the other, but since each box looks like a box by itself, it should be mutter. Like we said, albeit nicker, that you have special growings, that should be mutter. As the only kasha we have is the middle seed. The middle seed looks like it's mixed up with all the four sides. But as long as you have different boxes, each box looks like you're planting it by itself. So why isn't it mutter just like a Rosh Tur is mutter? Milei Tanan, for your Rosh Tur Yerek Nichnas Atoich Soda Acher, is mutter? That's mutter. Because you see the end of the field. You see one field is square, and you see one square, one sort of like a triangle. You see two different fields. So why is the mutter here? And the Gemara, Ein Rosh Tur Aruga. The Teretz says arugas are too small. Aruga just means one line of growing. One line of 6x6. And a small piece of kaka, 6x6, is not nikkis so much, it's a special box by itself. And this box is special, and this box is special. Like this picture. If you have all the boxes growing together, it looks like one big kaka. This looks like one big kaka. You have the seeds then growing one next to another, two tefachim away. That will be awesome. And if the head of a Rosh Tur is only have a big kaka, you have one big kaka growing cucumbers. Then you have another kaka growing tomatoes. And those tomatoes, like a triangle shape of growing, comes into this field. That's mutter, because as Nika claw, this is one whole big field by itself, and that's another field by itself. But here we have small pieces of kaka just in aruga, just 6x6, it's not Nika enough by itself. Here it looks like an irvuv, therefore you don't have the effort to grow the arugas one next to another, only to grow one by itself. Shrashi, lo ye el rosh tur kloima. Afilu milo oisa, even if you fill up the whole thing. V'yachakav zora gari, then you plant another seed. V'echod v'chaverta next to it. V'yein hefresh kishir v'nele v'ein zera shebezu, you don't have three tzvachim in between them. Ma'adakach sawat. Lo yei nidun elo k'roish tur. Let it only look like a roish tur. Yerek, that means ha'nimshach. Obo misodezu. Tomatoes that growing in one field, and they come into another field, the sodezu, shenira yofet looks to us, Shayna mizu, it looks clearly there are two different fields here. Shanichnas lo, ela mizu shayetz vimenu. Rike kera, this cloth looks differently. We don't care, I, mitzias, now the tomato and cucumbers are getting nourishment together. That doesn't bother us. Reish troza krashi korolein the fish, kain derech. L'seif ha'sa de liyos miskateris. Ha'charisha v'limshach delachson. Kerosh turk is there. At the end of the field, usually comes to a point like a triangle. So now the triangle comes into the next field. So it's nika klo, you have two different fields. The teretz is ein reish tur b'arugam. Ein teretz het the reish tur m'arugal arugam. Certainly when you have big fields, then even a small field coming in, it's nicker, two different fields. Or else a big field into another big field. When you have two small boxes, just 6x6 tvachim, but heavy hecker, each box doesn't look like a special field by itself. It looks to us like it's one big field. Since each box is only 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, it doesn't have a chshivas of a field by itself. It looks like one big field. Therefore, it's also to mix up, to plant one next to another. Because you only have 2 tvachim in between just the boundaries. That's not enough. They have unique ladav, your blaibos. That's the first mandiyam. So, at the Gemara, Shmuel Amano. Shmuel says, Aruga Bein Haruga Sheninu. Shmuel says, no, and now Mishnah, no, it's mutter to plant one box right next to all of the boxes. It could be 9 boxes. Still mutter. Even though you have a lot of boxes, each one is 6x6. And each one has 5 different seasons, so it's still mutter. How Shmuel? Not like Rav. For the Gemara, I call Misavi Badodi. Why is it mutter taka? It looks, they're only planted 2 tefachim away, since each box is right next to the next box. So they only have a tefach for its boundary, each one. You only have 2 tefachim away. So each seed is more with the next one, only 2 tefachim. They have unika. The teretz is, but the teya shu lakan, the shu lakan. Nay, since each one is planted differently, that taka makes it look like a special box. Now, like last year, like the picture we have here. Shu lakan means each box, you can tell it's a separate box. Here the plant is on the top coming down here. So on the sides, on the side, all around. So you can tell each one has like its own 4 corners to it. So each box looks like a special box. Like the dotted spots, that's where you're planting only. So each box has its own pattern to know it's a special box. Each one looks separately. So Shmuel says that's enough of a hecker. Even though it's a small box, they're small together, there is the heck of a reish tur. Since each one is planted like its own pattern, you can see through each box separately. That's how Shmuel. That it's mutter. This is enough of a hecker. Since each box has its own way of planting it, like the mom is planting around like a box, each one is nicked by itself. Omar Ula. Only after a kara. No. Only after a kara. Unique that nobody thinks of. Unique is 3 tvachim. But since it's a hecker, it has a din of a reish tur. When it looks differently, it's mutter. Omarula, void of Marov, and Eretz Yisrael declared a shayla. Hefkiya telemechod al pnei kula. One line went straight across the whole box. As you have this box 6x6, so he said you have like 5 seeds planted there on all corners, on all sides, and one in the middle. Now, by mistake, you made one whole straight line go through the whole box. Is that maskiya the hetter? Does all 5 seeds remain us now or not? Mahu. Omrav Sheshis, bo ivu v'bitles ashura. Since you have one line going straight through, that it mixes up everything. So now the whole thing becomes us now. You have an ivu, you have a mixture here. The whole thing looks like mixed up together, the whole thing becomes us. Ravasi yamano. Ain't you ruvim v'bitles ashura? No. About even what's going straight across this line is only one line's worth. So one line's worth also looks like its own pattern. You don't mix up all 5 seeds. It still looks like all 5 seeds are planted separately. I have one line going straight through it. One line is not mavato the iru. One line also has a chshivas to it. Fakir, look like the one line is like a soda by itself. So you have one line going across by itself. Now take that line out of here. What's left? 5 seeds that are separated within 3 tvachim. The middle one is 3 tvachim. Way it's mutter. That's the smachlekes. We have one line going straight through. A line means a line of vegetables. Going straight through it, is it mavatlid or not? So he holds, no, Rabashi holds one line is also called a shivis by itself, and it has its own patent to its mutter. Eitz for Ravina Ravashi, Ravina Kasha to Ravashi. Has says an oteyesh te shuras shall kishuyim. If you grow two lines of cucumbers, shtei shuras shall dluyim of pumpkins, shtei shuras shall pull a mitzri. Two lines you're growing of type of beans that grow in Mitzrayim is mutter. That's mutter. About you have two lines of it, so two lines of it looks like a soda by itself. Two whole lines looks like shiva. You're planting here beans, here cucumbers, here pumpkins. That's mutter. Tzadik though, shur echot shur achas shakishuim. But if you have only one long row of cucumbers, the shur achas shabluim, and one long row of pumpkins, the shur achas shapula mitzri, and one long row of beans, is asa. Then it remains asa. So you see, one row by itself doesn't have a chshivus of the sada by itself. One row is considered mixed up together. So how could you, Rav Ashi, before say, if you have one row of seeds coming through this aruga, it's mutter because one row is considered like a sada by itself. Here we see, no, one row has no chshivus to it. One row is considered mixed up. If you have one row of cucumbers, one row of pumpkins, it's asur. It looks like it's mixed together. It's only mutter if you have two rows. These two rows is considered like a soda by itself. So you have one soda of cucumbers, one soda of pumpkins, that's mutter. So Zakash, how could you say even one row is mutter? And the Gemara, Shani Hocha Dika Shracha. But here we're talking about you growing big things. You're growing pumpkins, you're growing cucumbers, like the, it grows up high. So the grass on top is mixed up. So where the grass on top, or like the leaves on top, mamish, mix up one with the other, that's cheat of its also. But now in case the Zeroinim don't have high grass, or high leaves growing, you don't see their vuyo be mutter. Drashi dika shrocha means zmaraseim. It has long, zmaras means long, zmaras, what? Leaves, the stems. The stems are growing very long. Arucha is very long. Or mis arvo is harve milmala. And on top, the stems get mixed up one to another. Therefore, the near revuyin, the mkaimat harve, near it mamish looks like they're mixed up. So when you're growing things that have long stems, then we say if it's one row of cucumbers and one row of pumpkins, since on the top these mamish two get mixed up together, that's also. But our case before is talking about a pashtun aruga, you're not growing the luyim or pumpkins. You're growing small things that don't have such a big stem growing up. So if you have a whole line growing together, that looks like the soda by itself, that'll be mut.
If something does have more than three
pashtun
between it, but it looks together.
Could be mut then. Omer Rav Tana, Omer Rav Yechonon, Haroitze Lamalis Kol Ginosa Yerim. Somebody has a gina, a garden, and he wants to be able to plant the whole thing full of different types of seeds. He doesn't want, like our Mishnah, the case, just in the middle, you put one seed. Because all around the middle, all the three tefachim, and three tefachim, they're not using in our Mishnah. You're only planting along the sides, and punt in the middle, you're putting one seed in the middle. Somebody doesn't want to waste his karka that way. He wants to be able to plant all around the karka, use every inch of his little karka. And he wants to plant five seeds there also. What's his eitzah? How do you have an eitzah to plant in the whole karka in five different seeds? Hareitza lamalis kol ginosa yerim is oisa aruga shisha shicha. Shisha. Make a plot of karka here, 6 by 6 tvochim. The oigo bo, in the middle of it, make a circle. Chamisha. Make the circle five, there's the diameter of the circle is only 5 tvachim. Like this, like face picture here. The circle is in the middle, 5 tvachim, you have a circle around it. If we all go by chavisha, hey, that the circle should only be, the diameter should be 5 tvachim. Omamalek reneseo koma shiitza. So now the circle. The whole circle here, you can plant one type of vegetable. That's nira, it's like a circle, it's a karka by itself. Now all the four corners of the circle, you can plant different vegetables. Because each corner looks like a field by itself. And since the circle is one karka, like growing one vegetable, all the four corners look separately. So you plant it like this way, it looks like five different karkas are growing five different vegetables, this mutter. For the Gemara, no. We could the bene bene, but the chur you're losing out, what's the big heter here? To use your karka, you're losing out the one tefach, the white picture and all the signs. All the signs, one tefach, leaving blank. Why are you leaving the blank? Why are you leaving the side blank form? The one tefach. I'm the very Rabbi Yannai b'makra bein ha-benayim. It means you don't want to use it. Your makra means it's no good. Rashi b'makra bein ha-benayim. V'yena zarein. You're not planting there. Or lemalas to come, Rabbi Yechonon lav dafka lemalas kol hagina. It doesn't mean you want to fill up your whole garden. Come on. El shiyo kol arugah semoleis. just means the whole aruga, wherever you are planting, you want to plant every inch of it. Around the side, you leave over one tefach that we had before for the gevul, for the side to use, to be able to water it, leave over the side. Even the sides, does their tefach you can also use. If you were growing and planting the seeds lengthwise, chesting, now plant it orif widthwise. And if I can't, if inside was widthwise, now plant lengthwise, that's enough of a hecker. If the inside of this white black part was lengthwise, now plant the inside, this last, the last tefach, orif. Orif, zerun, chesi. That's a hecker. Eitz for Rabbi Novashi, avoides b'yerek achar, ashisha tochim. If you want to plant vegetables, one next to another, how much karka do you have to have in between? Shisha tochim you have to have in between. So Rashi is running to Moshe Shinu. Mama's like our Mishnah. Rashi, but avoides yerek b'yerek achar. Kama shir avoidosan laharchik, chaveiru b'menu, kadei avoidosan. If you have a karka of growing vegetables, one, then you want to grow another one, in between you have to leave open 6 tvachim. Yeah. For Raya Noisim, and we see the 6 tvachim now, is Ketavlam Rubas. We look as if it's a board that's square.